Penn Station in New York City is the busiest train station in the United States, and many New Yorkers will tell you it's also one of the ugliest. It's dark, it's got low ceilings, and safe to say, a rat problem. In fact, Penn Station has been an architectural embarrassment since it opened back in 1968, replacing a much grander and more beautiful building which at the time city officials said was too expensive to maintain. But now, a new addition to Penn Station has opened across 8th Avenue in the old Farley Post Office building. The Moynihan Train Hall is named for the late Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan. It's airy and light under an expansive glass atrium, and WNYC's Stephen Nissen has been inside. Stephen, welcome.
Hi there.
So you were inside on Friday. What's it like inside that train hall?
Well, it's quite incredible to walk into a new structure in New York City where your feet squeak on the floor. It's so clean and shiny. The marble floors almost hurt your eyes. They're so clean.
Not for long.
Right. It's, you know, it was quite frankly, it was very refreshing to be in a new big open space. The waiting areas are really quite fantastic. There's beautiful wood seating. Every single seat has its own outlet and USB plug. If you're taking the Acela, there's a beautiful waiting area on the top floor overlooking the train hall with big, lush seats. It reminds you of like the heyday of flying, where there's, you know, these beautiful booths and long tables. It really looks like the kind of place you wouldn't mind being late to catch a train. It was nice. It was nice to see something new and shiny. And I spoke to a lot of New Yorkers who are like, yeah, we deserve this. We deserve something nice right now. Because, you know, we're still in the midst of the second wave of the pandemic. And it's brutal here. A lot of folks are suffering. So it was like a spot of bright news for the new year.
Sure. And, you know, another reason maybe people are happy to see it is because the original Penn Station was this just gorgeous building that New Yorkers still, to this day, mourn the loss of. We're talking about 50 years later. Why did it take so long to get to this point?
Right. The old one was an architectural marvel. And, I mean, quite frankly, you know, it's the story of New York, the ups and the downs. You know, at that time, they couldn't afford to keep that beautiful station running. There weren't enough passengers, quite frankly. And, you know, the tide turns, you know, real estate in New Jersey actually boomed. So a lot of folks are commuting from Penn Station to New Jersey on NJ Transit. You know, the old station was designed for, you know, 200,000 people. But now, at least before the pandemic anyways, it was serving 700,000 people. So like you said, that old station was disgusting and the ceilings were really low. It was dark. The governor of New York frequently called it the catacombs. And it took a long time and a lot of effort and money, but actually it was the private sector, you know, combined with the public sector that got this new station built.
I see. And, you know, you said you spoke with people there when you went to this train hall. And as you know better than I do, New Yorkers are likely to have an opinion about the buildings that they're in there in the city. Tell me more. What did you hear from people who were standing there in the middle of this train hall?
Well, right. It was New Year's Day and dozens of people and families, train nerds, architecture nerds, and just people who wanted to see something fresh came out. I spoke with one woman, Christine Davis, senior citizen, she told me, who walked 3 miles to be there on New Year's Day.
This is a testament to the strength of the people and a will of the people to keep going and to not be afraid to have beautiful structures, something for all the people, and I'm very happy to be here.
And it wasn't just her. It was a lot of people who came out to say that they can't wait to get back to normalcy, and this sort of felt like a sneak preview of what normalcy will be like. I spoke with one man who said he can't wait to start commuting again so he can come through there every day.
I recently spoke with the CEO of the MTA, which of course runs the subway system and the commuter lines in New York City and beyond. The agency is really hurting financially because of the pandemic. How does the opening of this new train hall in this sort of iconic space in the city in terms of transportation, how does that fit in with the overall plan for transportation in New York?
Well, right. At the moment, everything's sort of in a standstill. It's sort of being held in place because they can just barely afford to keep the lights running on the train systems. And in fact, you know, this train hall looks beautiful, but it doesn't add any capacity. So they can't run more trains. They can't fit, you know, more people on the tracks because the tracks themselves and the platforms underneath this new train hall were not expanded at all. The MTA is starved for money, and so is Amtrak. And Amtrak runs a tunnel between New York and New Jersey. It's the East River Tunnel, and it was badly damaged in Superstorm Sandy. Flooded, the concrete was damaged, the tracks were damaged, and those tracks are really on life support at the moment. But this new train hall doesn't address any of those issues whatsoever. And quite frankly, you know, the train hall is a drop in the bucket. $1.6 billion, but the new train tracks, the new train tunnel that they need to build, you know, is several billion dollars.
There's a lot of tourists out there who haven't gotten to New York City in a long time because of this pandemic. As soon as it breaks, I'm sure they will be eager to also see this new space. Stephen Nesson, transportation reporter for WNYC in New York City. Stephen, thank you so much.
Thank you.